written and directed by Annie Griffin. A door bears a handwritten sign reading Temporary Facilities for Female Staff. Shona washes at a skimpy sink. She glares at herself in the mirror.
Worse.
I'm coming! Sorry, pal.
It was a fucking free kick, you bent.
She eyes the scruffy fan in disgust. She now emerges from the clubhouse.
That was atrocious! What the hell are you doing out there? Our best defender gets upended in the box. You didn't even award a free kick. You've got no business in that field, lassie.
Thanks, Dad. I'll take the bus.
She walks away across the bleak expanse of car park. A small suburban semi. Shona comes in through the front door.
Pal, you're back.
You made the right call, eh? Come here. That was not a free kick.
Not close.
The boy was diving.
Right in front of me, Grant.
They showed the replay on the telly.
The crowd was mental.
They're all mental. Come here. They're all bearded up and mental. You're all right, though, eh? Shona. Wee Shan gonna take away?
Shona runs in full lycra kit over a bridge across a dual carriageway. She looks down at a car that has pulled up and from which a collie seems to be being ejected.
What are you doing?
She takes the dog home.
A canny, Shona!
I tried to make him get run over, Grant. Can you imagine?
I'm telling you, Shona! One duck here on the duvet, my whole system shuts down.
It's only Grant.
It's life-threatening. Get him out!
That's a cheek, asking Dad to look after a rescue dog. That's a sheep dog, Shona.
Hi.
Do you really think you need that? You're taking him to the rescue centre?
Yes, Sherelle. Will you go, please? I can do that.
You would leave it till the morning, Shona. You're useless in the kitchen.
Shona sits opposite her father as he eats soup and feeds the dog toast.
Well, I might as well tell you. I've been suspended without pay until further notice.
Well, you can stop feeling sorry for yourself straight away. And you go to the top man, whoever that is at the FS, and you say to them, Shona McGregor demands an appeal. You don't ask for an appeal, Shona. You demand it. This is a man's world!
Shona paces listlessly in her room, which is festooned with football trophies and a framed introductory certificate from the Football Scotland Referee Association. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing! She sits down on the bed and pulls out a tiny gold ref's whistle on a chain around her neck, inscribed, Congratulations, Mum and Dad. She hugs her certificate to her chest and lies back on the bed. The collie pushes open her door and leaps up onto the bed, snuggling down next to her with a goofy grin. To carry the heavy load. At the grey HQ of Football Scotland, Shona sits across a desk from a grey-haired man.
Very proud of our record. For a country our size to have as many FIFA elite referees as we do.
I'm proud to be part of it,
all
sir.
All comes down to performance. What do you do on that field?
Mr. Drummond, I would like to initiate an appeal against my suspension. I believe on closer visual inspection
Shona,
of the video...
Football's a very complex game.
Sir, I've been playing football since I was 4 years old.
Now, let's not get into
Captain
all that.
Captain of Scotland under 21. I know the game as well as anyone out there, sir.
I've had a formal meeting with referee Maynard about your suspension. I agree with his position.
Which is?
Confidential. You're suspended without pay until further notice.
Sir, I don't understand. When can I have my job back?
Well, Shona, that's up to Football Scotland. We may need you. We may not need you.
Thunderstruck, she returns home to her dad.
Did you see him?
Dad, did you not take him for
did
a walk?
Did you see Drummond? What did he say?
Dad, Colmore's got to have a walk, I told you.
What are you shouting at me for?
There's no food in the house, Dad. Can you not take care of yourself? I have to do everything. You're such a dick.
Right. Do not curse in my house, Shona.
Sorry, Dad. Where's all the money?
Electricity.
Try, Dad.
Try harder.
Shona has put a pound in the china duck, which serves as a swear box. She now operates a small forklift truck in a Highlander warehouse.
He's got such pretty eyes, doesn't he? Did you ask Mike?
Not yet. Muriel, you know I'm currently available 2 more days a week.
What about the ref and all your training?
I've been suspended.
Oh.
Well, it's a temporary situation. I could temporarily be full-time again here for the near future.
Just not got the work, Shona.
Aye, well, I better get back to my fork.
Shona spots that the women's toilet is out of action.
Muriel.
Pipes burst.
You're joking.
Well, the girls across in the other unit said we can use theirs.
Shona strides across the industrial estate to the photo finesse unit. She enters.
That's the full strumpet.
I'm not sure I'll need everything included in the full strumpet, Bethan.
Well, it gives you access to the tramp's trousseau, including designer lingerie in a myriad of styles and colours, plus a bottle of champagne and a wee pack of shortbread.
What about the hot mess?
Excuse me.
Hi. Hot mess is half the
Darling,
price.
Darling, you love both, but with the full strumpet, you get twice as much me time, you know.
Muriel said I could use your ladies.
Of course you can, sweetie, through those curtains. Plus, we do your hair, makeup, and gel manicure.
Does the hot mess have access to the tramp's trousseau?
Yes, but you don't get essential props in that package.
I'm 80% sold, Beth.
You are gonna love looking at you.
Shona's eyes have widened in innocent shock at the array of dominatrix photos covering the walls. She now enters a dressing room littered with glam wigs and lingerie.
Oh, great.
Shona, curious, moves through into the studio where a foxy woman in her 60s is posing.
Looking up. I actually think you don't have a bad angle. You are one beautiful lady. And then let's have a little bit more hip.
Which one?
The right one.
Can I give you the left one? The right one's titanium.
Is it?
Truly, love.
Hmm.
Should we do a little tip hop?
Oh, go on then.
The woman slips down her top, revealing small, firmish breasts.
What?
The photographer catches up with Shona as she hurries away.
What do you think you're doing? That is a private studio.
Using your facilities. With permission.
Shona pushes away the photographer's hand. This degenerates into a shoving match. The studio owner and the foxy lady look on, smoking, as Shona gets the better of the photographer in a regular catfight.
Trudy, love, can you get back inside? Dillis is a 50-minute booking.
Be right there!
Your kicks are rubbish.
You reckon?
Your wind-up's dead slow.
I do Shaolin Kung Fu. Traditional school. Snake, crane, dragon, leopard, tiger. You kickbox?
Football.
My hair's dropping, Trudy. Come in!
Part 2. Shona and her dad watch Hernandez on TV.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, for me, we played really well. We were very strong
really?
In the first half.
What game were you
at? The crowd was with us.
Jesus, let's talk about those final moments of
let's
the game.
Let's not.
We were the better side.
Yep.
But then I see McElroy coming
that's
at me.
That's what he's supposed to do.
The Lions lady chose not to call the free kick.
Assistant referee.
Okay.
I was disappointed. But that's football.
You agree with him, Dad?
It's not our thing, Shona. It's what the linesman thinks.
Assistant referee.
Look, just stick to your guns.
What if this is it, Dad?
What?
My career. What if I'm not the first female ref in the Premier League?
Oh, I see. This is you giving up, is it?
No.
Oh, well, it better not be. If it was easy, some other lass would have done it by now.
Come on, Colin. Come on. Come on. Come on. Sit. Stay. Good boy. Grant, I've not got my keys.
She glares into the distance as if she knows where he must be. She storms through a gateway, the collie at her heels, and up to the door of a house. She presses the bell.
Not invite you in. No,
that's
no,
a
no, dog, no dogs in the house.
Oh, fuck.
Get that animal out of my house.
What's up, a wee cat?
You can do that on the phone, Grant. You are having a Nando's with her.
I'm not going to say it again. Get that animal out of the house or it shits him off the catty.
I'm allergic, Shona. You know that.
Get my photos. I'm going
you
photos.
Said you would never come here again. That's twice that is, Grant. That's a red card.
I'm having artifact shock, Shona.
That dog bites me. I'm going to have it shot.
Unsportsmanlike behaviour, Hazel. Get him over, Grant!
Shona strides away from Hazel's house as neighbours gawp.
Shona! Can I not talk to my mates
You're
now?
You're not even a proper woman. Look at you. Your trainers and your tracksuits. Your hairy dog. You're so unfair. Feminine.
Hazel slams her door. Shona enters Photo Finesse Studios.
So, what kind of photos do you do in there?
Everything, sweetheart. Commercial photography, catalogue stuff, everything. And if someone wants an intimate portrait of themselves or their partner, well, we do that too.
So they get a photo taken in their pants?
A client models her choice of negligee.
I like the blue.
You do?
But I prefer pastels on you. The black is a bit harsh, it drains the colour from your face.
You're saying I look like a dead person?
Well, with the lippy, it's a bit Halloween-ly.
I'll try the blue.
You know, hon, men are very visual.
Men do not have better vision. It's a proven fact.
I mean, men need visual stimulation to get horny. Do you not find that with your man, Shona?
No, he can shag in the dark.
Yeah, but after a while, they get bored.
Do you not think some girls don't look so good in their pants?
Sweetheart, you just need to find the right lingerie. What does your man like you to wear?
Never asked.
You have a fabulous figure.
My sister Sherelle's the pretty one.
You're gorgeous. Look at you. That ass. I mean, just look at it. I want to have your ass for lunch. And your wee tits. Ow!
What are you doing?
Are you wearing a sports bra? Why are you wearing a sports bra?
Because I do sports.
The client returns wearing blue.
Much better.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A little black BMW coupe pulls up at the bus stop where Shona stands. At the wheel is Trudy, the photographer.
All right.
What's your name?
Shona.
It's nice. I'm Trudy.
That your car?
Yeah. Do you want a lift?
That's a player's car.
I'm a player.
It's like a footballer's pussy wagon.
That's me. So how about dinner?
Are you gay?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I'm not.
And you play football?
Fuck off.
Well, everyone's got to eat dinner, so...
Trudy slips her shades back on.
Homophobe. Lesbian hater. Lesbian.
So, does your coach opt for a flat back four? Or does he prefer a sweeper system?
We just run around.
You got a game next week, don't you, Junior?
Yeah.
Can I come?
Well, then you'll have to put up with him shouting louder than all the other dads. When I was little...
What's for pudding, Sherelle?
I made a cake.
Ah. Would that be the Victoria Sponge or the Black Forest Gâteau?
Black Forest, Dad.
Smashing, Sherelle.
Did you see his last cholesterol test?
Oh, Shona. Can you just let Dad enjoy his dinner?
So, Shona, how's the refing going?
What?
I've been suspended.
Temporarily.
Dad, you don't know what it's like dealing with them.
Shona, that's terrible.
Well, what are you going to do for money?
I think I'm ready for my Black Forest Gâteau.
Grant has come to call.
So, Hazel was just telling me about this wee yoga retreat that she goes to. It was nothing. Didn't he mean anything, Shona?
I can't believe you are smoking, Grant.
I know. That's how scunnered I'm, Shona. I've taken up smoking.
What kind of example's that for the boys at school, eh?
Well, that's it. That's the thing. I haven't got you to look after me, Shona, have I? Look at me. Look at the state of me, Shona. I look shite. Won't I?
You eating rubbish?
Aye, I'm a mess. We're a team. Right? And I've played for a few sides in my time, Epa, but you're the best, you and me. Oh.
Thinking.
That's it. That's me, quit smoking. You come back to me.
Still thinking?
I'll take all the Hoover in that.
And you'll wash my kit.
Aye.
For a year.
Aye, I can do that. Aye.
Dried. Folded.
Come here. That's my get off. Come here, you. Shona, what are you doing? Shona.
She wrestles him to the ground.
Tap it. I love you.
Thanks, Shona.
Cheers. There you are.
Part 3. Shona gets coffee from a van on the industrial estate. Blue negligee woman joins the queue behind her and they nod to each other.
So, did your man not like the blue nighty?
Actually, the photos are from my agency.
Oh.
I have my own business.
That's great. 2 sugars, Mark.
It's an escort agency.
Oh, you're a...
sex worker. Yeah.
Business good? Very good. At the moment. I'm expanding.
New website. PayPal and everything.
PayPal?
Very reliable. Payment in advance. Thanks, darling.
Well done, you.
Layla. And I have clients who just love big girls.
You do?
So if you're not afraid of a little adventure...
She hands Shona a card.
Do you know what? Everyone in that unit just thinks about sex all the time.
I'm just thinking about the money. Lots of money. Your arse is magnificent, by the way.
She walks away, leaving Shona thinking. Nighttime at Grant's house. Shona flosses while Grant watches football on a tablet in bed.
I went back on a red card.
Aye. You did?
This was a match. You would be out.
You couldn't replace me with another player, like.
Oh, I think I could.
Really? What have you been up to, Shona?
Someone at work giving me some bother.
What are you saying?
It's all right. It's a lesbian.
A gay lady?
Aye. What's the score? What?
I'm just thinking about that.
Why?
What's she like?
I am not going to have a three-way with you and a trendy London lesbian.
Trendy?
This is me, Grant. This
That's all the visual stimulation you are going to get.
She turns the light out and lies down to sleep.
Which part of London is she from?
At Highlander, the ladies is still out of order.
We have to traipse across the car park just to have a piss. It's not right.
Well, they're nice girls in the studio.
Are they, Muriel?
I'm going to have my photo taken.
Oh, Muriel, not in your pants.
I'm thinking about doing a whole calendar.
Why?
So as I can feel sexy.
Oh, Muriel.
Well, you've got to keep things interesting, Shona. You'll learn.
But why is it you doing all the interesting? You still waxing your fanny?
Twice a month.
That is the daftest thing I've ever heard. Muriel. You can tell Mike until that toilet is fixed, I am going to piss in this.
Shona walks out with a metal mop bucket. Shona rides her forklift, the warehouse routine appearing increasingly prosaic. Distracted by the barking of the collie, she breaks and sends her load of boxes smashing down.
And the braking system on the S240 must never be engaged when the fork is extended. Pets are never allowed in the workplace, Shona. Got that?
What? Dad? You let the dog out on its own. What the hell?
Shona has come home to find the back door open. Opening the kitchen door, she finds her dad collapsed.
Dad! Dad, you're all right. You've had a stroke. You might not be able to speak proper. Just don't get vexed with yourself. It happens to a lot of men over 50. Especially the ones that don't look after their cardiovascular fitness.
Leave it, Shona.
He's had a lot of worry, Doctor. Could that?
Well, at the moment, we don't know.
But he's going to get better. I mean, he's old, but he's not that old.
He won't be able to speak, not for a while.
Can we have a positive attitude in here, please?
Shona, he's an MD.
He's coming home. I'm going to look after him. Me and the dog.
Dad looks less than pleased. Auditions at Photo Finesse.
You'll be fine here, won't you, gorgeous? Yes.
You sure?
Some ladies like a dog in the photo.
No.
But we'll keep him out here for now. Trudy's doing a casting.
Casting?
Who's next?
Chanel with hot licks. 5'5", size 10, 8 stone.
Great. Chanel, can you just walk up and down for us? You're comfortable doing swimwear?
Yeah, should I?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chanel.
Did we not ask for plus sized?
Size 10 is huge, are you kidding?
The average woman in the UK is a size 16. You can't show a plus size swimwear range on a 10.
Who's next?
Wanda at Motherwell Management. 5'7", 12 stone, size 14/16.
Thank you so much, Wanda.
Can I show you?
No. Thank you.
Oh my God, she's fat.
Where did she get the idea she could model?
She is so fat.
Could you imagine that in a bikini?
Yuck, she's plus size. We're supposed to be looking at plus size.
Maybe we get the graphics people to stretch somebody in Photoshop.
Yes.
Really?
No one wants to look like a 16.
No one.
Who's next?
Can I smoke?
Only if you give me one. Are they ready for the next girl?
Aye, send her in. Tell them. I'll be a minute.
Go on. Be sexy. Put your hands on your backside. They love that.
Oh, I'm shaking.
Oh, you're so gorgeous. They're going to jump on you. You great big bag of sexy. Go on.
What?
Aren't you a ref? 5 years I've been a civilian. My kids don't even know I played professional.
You don't miss it?
Aye, I miss the fitness. Apologies for this, by the way.
Apologise to your lungs.
The next girl, meanwhile, is showing off her figure to the disgruntled panel.
So when's your next game?
I'm suspended, as in fire.
No.
Aye. My last ref thinks I'm a wuss. It's personal.
Can you no appeal?
Appeal denied. Suspension indefinite.
So they're getting all that good press for having lady refs and then they treat you like...
Like if I complain I'm a troublemaker. Not tough enough for the job.
Who's refing them, eh?
Aye, that's it. Well, that's me back to the glamorous world of loading the fork.
You should try that modelling in there. In a big lass, you could do it.
Why? Because then I'd be a proper woman, posing in my pants.
No, because it pays £5,000 a day.
Does not.
Does.
£5,000 in a day?
Every day. 5 days, £25,000.
No.
Aye. This is the Premier League, pal.
My name's Shona.
She's not on the list. Late booking.
Have you done swimwear before?
I swam for St. Joseph's Primary. We came first in the West Lothian under 12 girls 100 metre freestyle relay. Next question.
Shona, could you do something for me?
Aye, go on.
Could you just walk up and down?
I could run if you like. My sprints are pretty good. You're auditioning me for your modelling. You're not meant to be laughing behind my back. It's improper behaviour from a panel member.
Aye, it is.
Could you walk across the studio if you wouldn't mind? We just want to see you move.
Aye, I'm a good mover. Just walking.
Just walking.
She continues her elaborate limber up. She walks across the room as if in zero gravity, her head fixed.
Am I meant to turn around?
Uh-huh.
She does so and returns back the way under their bemused gazes. Having received no contrary instruction, she walks out of the room.
Could we get some stills? Mm. Right, Shona, could you just give us some simple poses?
Simple, like?
Gestures, anything really. We just want to have a look at you.
Right. I've got a few, not sure which ones you want. Throw in. Free kick. No foul. No foul. Play on.
They weren't taking the piss, Shona. They said they liked your athleticism.
Then why do they need to see more photos?
They need to see what your body looks like, hon. There's no need to be ashamed.
I'm not ashamed. I just don't want all that stuff. I'm not going to look like a hooker.
What are you trying to say, Shona? Honey, for what they're paying you, you could be flexible.
Shona, it's just a few shots in your underwear.
Not going to happen.
It's swimwear. They need to see your body.
She cannot wear that bra.
Well, we can get you a bra.
She can wear what she likes.
Have you seen her bra? She wears a tip binder.
Oh, but no bra.
Topless? Are you serious?
Is this a body hair situation? I can give you a wax.
I am not getting waxed anywhere.
Are you worried you'll look ridiculous?
Shona's expression betrays that this is actually the truth. Trudy turns to face the white photographic backdrop. Layla follows suit, as does the studio owner. Shona turns slowly away to where the collie lies on a couch, cutely framed by a large gilt picture frame.
Do what you want, girl. Be what you are.
She slips out of her puffer jacket. Layla hears the rustle and pulls a face.
Just a play from the heart. It ain't a sign of weakness, girl.
Shona pulls off her top, revealing her powerful shoulders encased in the sports bra. She folds her arms.
While the weak give up and stay.
The other women turn to her. Shona keeps her eyes cast down.
Support wouldn't do for those tits.
Checking fillets.
It's perfect.
Model it. You!
It wasn't my idea, Shirelle.
Those are scams. You haven't given them any money, have
Shirelle,
you?
Shirelle, it's not a scam.
It's just to wind me up, is it? Because you knew I wanted to be a model, Dad, it's not fair. She doesn't even care what she looks like.
What's that, Charlie?
Shirelle's the pretty one. I know, Dad. It's just... it's only swimwear.
Oh, my God.
You're modelling swimwear?
No one will ever see it.
Showing up. Please.com are one of the largest internet retailers in Europe.
You are modelling bathing costumes. Oh, Dad, she mustn't.
It's plus size, okay? You'd be too slim and perfect for the Shirelle.
Well, not now. Oh, God, I'm so fat that no one would look at
it's
me.
It's not fat, Shirelle. It's a baby.
It's just, I wonder, is it one piece or two?
Shona shrugs at her goofy brother-in-law.
I don't want to do it.
Honey, do you know how many girls were after this? They looked everywhere. They went to Amsterdam. You're better than all those big Dutch girls, honey.
Ethan, I don't even wear your kind of bra. How can I do all the, you know, makeup and spray tan and hair stuff?
They have people that do that for you, Shona. You just stand there and be a goddess.
Yeah, you can do that, can't you?
Says she's not going to do it.
That's insane, football. They're going to pay you like 10 grand.
Well, it's a bit more than that, according to Barney.
Is it?
So you're nervous. You're afraid.
I'm not afraid. It's not about being afraid. It's about dignity.
What? What are you on about? Do you have any idea who they've got shooting this thing? Wolf. He is an artist.
I thought it was you.
No, the studio's in Leith.
Now you're just going to make her more nervous, Trudy.
How much does it pay?
25k.
Do you know how much cock I'd have to suck to earn that? Layla.
How much? Idea. We get you ready for the shoot. We'll train you. We'll support you psychologically, emotionally, all
that's
that.
That's really kind, but...
And you give us 20%. Deal?
We're like your, management team. Deal?
Trudy holds out her hand to shake on it. Shona comes into the studio unhappily dolled up.
So, I am Vodaf.
All right, Vol.
You look great, honey. I love the hair. Can you move the hair? Watch me.
Now, the thing to remember is look for the light.
That's what they say to people who are dying.
Just find your light.
Give your arse to the light, yeah? Yeah? Now, your arse is your best feature, hon, so...
I can't even see it.
Well, that's what the twist is about. You're saying, oh, you like my arse? Can you trust me, hon? I do know what I'm talking about. So.
Oh, Christ. I look like the guy with the dress on in the panto. No.
Oh, come on. Come on! No? Afraid? Chicken shit? Yeah, really good at making bad decisions. That's what everyone's saying anyway. I'm sure I read something about that in the paper. Apparently you owe someone a free kick.
Shona storms back in.
Coming in. Wait. But it's the moment just before the fight. When you're looking at your opponent. Now, in order to defeat your enemy, you've got to...
psychologically outmaneuver him.
Yes.
I do this with Jones all the time.
He thinks you're afraid. He thinks he can smell your fear.
No, he can't. Because I'm not afraid.
And just when he thinks you'll back down...
you move in.
Shona advances on Trudy, who holds up her hand and crouches down behind her camera.
You do martial arts?
Why? Very sexy.
This is great.
You've got it. You are going to destroy that fucker, Shona, now. Right, crush him. Crush him.
No wonder you have so many clients, Layla.
Dad sits forlornly on the sofa. Shona enters carrying shopping.
Sorry I'm late, Dad. In a minute, Collymore. Just let me get his tea on. We were doing modelling training. I know she is, Dad. But it's me that's got the modelling job. Come on, don't call her.
Dad looks even more disgruntled. Shona answers the door to Grant.
Hey, you.
Shauna?
So I get the next one up on the phone, the little Ouija, and I say, well, if I can't have someone who's not the man that suspended me to rule in the appeal, then I think there's some major structural problems with your organisation. And I'm not the first
you
to say
that,
it.
Bra.
Aye. It's not mine.
Well, let's see it then.
Why?
Oh, why not?
It's dead uncomfortable. It's got actual metal bits that go under your tits.
Really?
Feels like a torture device. I mean, look at this, Grant. What is that for? Look at it.
Oh, that's a fascinating wee contraption, that, Sean, isn't it? Yeah? That's incredible.
Oh, no, Grant.
Come on.
No.
Come on. It won't take that long.
You hear the dog? He treated me exactly the same when I came in with this on. And do you know why? Because he sees the real Shauna.
What are you on about, pal? Just what, do we wrestle?
He's never had a penalty, Grant. Why can't you be more like Collymore?
That's got metal bits in it.
Grant lies sulkily back on the bed. The camera pans around the Edinburgh skyline. Shauna and her management team stride out across a courtyard.
It's not very glamorous, is it?
Are you kidding? This is where Rankin shot Rimmel.
He did?
They enter a doorway marked Leith Studios. Trudy looks around in delight as the staff change the set. Shauna appears less enthusiastic. They are greeted by the production team.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Look at you. Mwah. Mwah. Rocking the urban look. Right, the other models are makeup, but you're the star, and we wanted you to have plenty of time.
That's great, hun.
And you've got your own dressing room, and we've provided everything on the rider.
Rider?
Yeah, that's all fine, hun. Here in makeup?
Oh, they're upstairs waiting for you. Now, Wolf will come and say hello.
Could we get a coffee?
Oh, yeah, there's an espresso machine in the dressing room.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was on the rider.
Yeah, thanks, hun.
You look great. Really great.
Hello. I'm Wolf.
So, what's the shop? Wolf.
Oh, we do a lot of shots.
Sure, well, you've got a lot of swimwear.
There's no water on Mars. He's looking for water. He has no water now for many days.
No, there's no oxygen on Mars.
He walks and walks. Dry. Dirty. Very dirty. And then he finds you.
In my swimsuit.
You are water. You are the source.
Uh-huh.
He wants to suck you. You are, was ist eigentlich feucht? Moist. You are the only moist thing on the whole planet.
Are you okay with that?
Could I have a word?
The makeup team discreetly withdraw.
I am not feeling this.
Don't be nervous. You look fab.
This is an acting job.
Everything's an action.
I'm not water on Mars. I'm not. Oh, come on.
Shauna heads away in her sports casuals.
Oh, you think you're too good for it?
Trudy, it's just not me.
You think you're the tough girl and I'm just some arty, smarty pants little dyke who can't kick? Well, I tell you what, football. I have been training with the Shaolin Kung Fu master Rab McManahan at Calder Athletic 4 nights a week.
And?
Hi! Ah! And that takes commitment. Wuss.
Trudy fells Shauna with a kick to the jaw.
I'm calling. Call. Now start again. You're wounded, you have detritus from the crash in your flaps. There, on the rocks. Don't mount her. You're going away from the lady. Where are you going? She's here. She's glistening and wet. She's waiting for you. What are you doing? You're going shopping?
Here she is.
Yes.
Oh!
Shona emerges bizarrely rigged out in plunging PVC swimwear. She turns towards the studio.
What are you doing? You have to trust them. Genius works in many.
Oh no!
Shona! How many more emotions do we need to have?
Come on! Get in there!
Shona, her bare shoulders anointed with a shiny lubricant, walks onto the set. The hapless spaceman, whom Wolf has been so mercilessly directing, turns to her. It appears to be Hernandez, the footballer with whom she originally had her ruinous altercation. They stare at each other. Her resolve seems to set.
Ready?
The end.